Hello, my name is Guido Gephardt and you listen to the podcast of Radiologie Magazine. This time it is in English because my interview partner lives in the Netherlands. Today I talk to Kees Westorp about how precision diagnostics can help to meet today's healthcare challenges and how the COVID-19 pandemic has become a catalyst for change. Kees recently took over as head of precision diagnosis at Philips. Hi Kees, I'm happy to talk to you today in this podcast about precision diagnostics. Please tell us some more about your work at Philips.
Guido, thanks a lot. So I lead the cluster precision diagnosis. Precision diagnosis oversees the modalities of MR, CT, DXR, nuclear medicine, ultrasound, enterprise diagnostic and informatics, and also what we call a precision diagnosis solutions team. The reason why I joined Philips was really because of the incredible purpose of improving lives and also the opportunity to work on a passion, which is customer engagement, as well as driving transformation through meaningful innovation.
This really sounds like an interesting job, which covers most areas of modern radiology. But can you please explain, what exactly does the term precision diagnosis mean?
So precision diagnosis really stands for delivering a precise diagnosis, and I'll elaborate on that a little bit more, and also enabling personalized treatments. So we're in the pursuit of making sure that whenever a patient comes to a hospital setting or out of hospital setting, that as soon as possible with the best staff experience and best patient experience with the lowest cost of care and with the highest diagnostic certainty, and diagnosis can be delivered. That's one part. The second part is really the forward look, that we enable personalized treatment. So guide the patient at the right time, with the right sequence, on the right care pathway, with a forward look.
What kind of precision diagnostic solutions does Philips already offer?
Precision diagnosis really offers solutions in four key domains, and they're to a degree connected. The first one is smart diagnostic technologies, realizing first-time right diagnosis to clinically relevant and intelligent diagnostics, state-of-the-art technology that delivers precise data and empowers patients and staff. Think of a CT scanner with obviously clinical applications or ultrasound. Secondly, optimized workflows. This is all about connecting and integrating workflows to drive operational efficiencies. Through a systems view, we are able to identify and remove the obstacles to optimize workflow. Without the right operational efficiencies, data can fail to deliver the insights that drive precise care and connections among various clinical data sets, not to mention various stakeholders. So it's critical that we take the system view and really innovate end-to-end. The third is what we call integrated diagnostics, or a 360 degrees patient view, generating a comprehensive insight from imaging, monitoring, laboratory, genomics, and longitudinal data. And so this is all about streamlined and integrated operational analytics, regardless of the vendor, such that we can help move information along when and whenever needed. And then finally, the fourth key area is clear care pathways, orchestrating decision-making at every pivotal moment of the patient's care pathway and guiding a patient forward and not only having the rear view mirror of what has happened to a patient or what the situational context is.
Is it also possible to describe some examples of recent innovations regarding those four key areas?
Yeah, so thank you, Guido. And let me elaborate for each of those four stepping stones on recent innovations. For instance, smart diagnostic technologies, we are the first to come to the market with our Blue Seal proposition in MR, dramatically reducing the needed helium in a MR scanner and therefore reducing the total cost of ownership. Secondly, for optimized workflows, we have deployed Performance Bridge, which is all about understanding asset utilization in a hospital network or within a hospital and making sure that we optimize the utilization rates of the assets, such as scanners, in a hospital setting. Thirdly, in integrated diagnostics, for instance, our multidisciplinary tumor boards, and where we really bring together an integrated view from different ologies, as well as laboratory data, to really understand what is happening from all different domains with a patient. And lastly, on clear care pathways in the domain of oncology informatics, we have a collaboration, for instance, with Dana-Farber, and I also recently announced with MD Anderson, where we really map out forward-looking treatment pathways such that a clinician, a professional, can be even more precise and certain of which path to follow.
And how can these solutions help healthcare professionals meeting today's challenges?
Today's healthcare professionals face many challenges, and probably we all agree that COVID has only amplified that. So health systems globally face intense pressure to manage their institutions' operational and clinical complexities. There's large amounts of data, inefficient systems, heavy workloads and bureaucratic demands, and they all create significant constraints, and that's a recipe for staff burnout. Healthcare providers often feel disconnected, frustrated, and removed from the patient. So that's one area where we know and we will continue to innovate to solve tough challenges. Secondly, on missed and delayed diagnosis, and there that's having a huge impact on clinical, economic, and emotional impact throughout the patient journey. So providing quality patient care while addressing an increased focus on outcomes, efficiency, and costs presents an ongoing challenge, but I would also say that that's an opportunity for us to partner up with our customers to address that challenge. Thirdly, health systems are looking for ways to remove workflow obstacles and guide patients on the right care pathways. And so if you take those that all together, precision diagnosis can provide a more direct path through diagnosis and treatment by combining the power of imaging, pathology, genomics and longitudinal data with insights from intelligence to drive the right care in the right sequence at the right time.
Can we probably say that the COVID-19 pandemic has become a catalyst for digitization in healthcare?
Thanks, Guido, for that question, because I fundamentally believe that the COVID-19 pandemic has and will continue to become a catalyst for the digital transformation. I recently wrote a blog about that. And I think there are multiple examples. So if we look back at the start of 2020, the world changed dramatically. The challenges facing health systems before COVID-19 came actually into even higher resolution. And yes, this crisis has become a catalyst for change, and it's in fact a defining moment for all of us to reimagine healthcare in the way it should be. So before the pandemic, diagnostic services were already burdened with high demands, short staffing, and inefficient workflows, and that was leading to high rates of staff burnouts. The need for greater efficiency and responsiveness has become even more urgent. After an estimated 50 to 70% decrease in imaging volume during the peak of the pandemic, radiology departments will be tested even more as healthcare facilities resume exams and procedures for patients with cancer, heart disease, and other conditions, while continuing to support critical care for COVID-19 patients. And so effectively juggling this workload will require a new model of digital care delivery, founded on precise diagnosis and robust telehealth networks. This is organized end-to-end around patient pathways, centrally coordinated in clinical and operational command centers based on real-time analytics, and with optimized workflows that adapt dynamically to rapidly changing circumstances. I mention that because all of that is fueled by the digital transformation, and I really see COVID-19 being an accelerator of that.
And are there any local conditions that need to be in place for a successful digitization?
Thanks, Guido. Well, first of all, I would like to say that it takes a disruption to break a habit, and COVID is turning out to be the disruptor agent, which will usher in much more widespread teleradiology and patient engagement. Secondly, we need to make sure that the infrastructure is out there to engage digitally and to have the right solutions in the right place, in the right context. Thirdly, we need to make sure that operators, technicians, clinicians have technology savviness. They need to be able to embrace it, to work with it, and to also draw meaningful conclusions from that. So that will require adaptation and training. And I would also like to say that there's an immediate need, for instance, today, if we look at CHESS protocols or automated region of interest identification and AI for workflow improvements, those are needed today, and that will put the pressure on for people to start using these AI solutions and opportunities. We're going to see much more of this as we move forward in precision diagnosis.
Thank you, Kees. That was a lot of information right now. But is there anything else we did not discuss?
Guido, I trust that I've conveyed how excited I am about our mission of improving lives and delivering precision diagnosis. We are committed to supporting the frontline heroes in the battle against COVID, and we believe that the digital transformation will speed up the solutions that are needed to do so. It's in fact humbling to be part of this journey towards value-based care.
Thank you very much for your detailed explanations and for taking your time for this podcast. This was Kees Westorp in an interview with Guido Gebhardt from Radiologie Magazin.